You're listening to Comedy Central.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Joe Biden looks like he is on pace to become the 46th president of the United States. Now, at the time that I'm saying this, he's leading in enough states to win the entire thing, and it might even be declared tonight. In fact, you might even know watching this right now if the election is over. And if you do, please don't tell me. No spoilers. I like this feeling of stress. Now, this is all happening after a chaotic, nerve-wracking election night that featured all types of weird moments. Predictions flipping left and right, ballots being delivered with a police escort, Steve Kornacki's khaki butt. But maybe what's weirdest is that after all of that, the night actually ended up going mostly as everyone expected. You know, Trump jumped ahead early in a lot of states because Republicans mostly voted in person, and those votes got counted first. And then, as the Democratic mail-in ballots came in, Biden jumped ahead, which is what everyone knew might happen for weeks. Well, everyone except the President of the United States.
We were winning everything, and all of a sudden it was just called off. The results tonight have been phenomenal, and we are getting ready. I mean, literally, we were just all set to get outside and just celebrate something that was so beautiful, so good. We had such a big night. You just take a look at all of these states that we've won tonight. And then you take a look at the kind of margins that we've won them by. We won states, and all of a sudden, I said, what happened to the election? It's off. And we have all these announcers saying, what happened? And then they said, oh.
Yeah, dude, because first they counted your votes, and now they're counting the other guy's votes. I mean, I knew that Trump didn't like science, but I didn't realize he had disavowed numbers. I mean, maybe this explains why he's always in debt. This is just a level of stupidity from Trump that I did not expect. He always exceeds the levels of stupidity. I didn't know he could go higher. Sometimes it feels like Trump is an actual toddler.
First I had a nose, then suddenly my uncle stole it, and I had no nose. What happened to law and order, folks? I don't have a nose anymore.
Although, Trump could be playing four-dimensional chess here. Yeah, maybe he's laying the groundwork for his legal defense over his taxes.
Your Honor, as you can see, I have no idea how numbers work. Therefore, I cannot be held accountable. Case dismissed.
Sir, you cannot dismiss your own case.
I also don't know how the law works. Double case dismissed. Hashtag winning.
But yeah, needless to say, Donald Trump was upset. The more votes got counted, the more Biden pulled ahead of him. And for Donald Trump, there could only be one solution. Stop counting the votes.
Something just breaking in the last couple of minutes as well. Things are moving fast and furiously with the president's campaign. The campaign manager, Bill Stepien, announcing that the Trump campaign has filed a lawsuit in the state of Michigan, saying President Trump's campaign has not been provided with meaningful access to numerous counting locations to observe the opening of ballots in the counting process as guaranteed by Michigan law. We have filed suit today in the Michigan Court of Claims to halt counting.
This is a fraud on the American public. This is an embarrassment to our country. We were getting ready to win this election. Frankly, we did win this election. This is a major fraud in our nation. We want the law to be used in a proper manner. So we'll be going to the U.S. Supreme Court. We want all voting to stop. We don't want them to find any ballots at 4 o'clock in the morning and add them to the list, okay? It's a very sad moment. To me, this is a very sad moment. And we will win this. And we, as far as I'm concerned, we already have won it.
Wow. I know everyone was expecting it, but still, can we just take a moment to admit that it is insane that an American president is just demanding that they stop counting votes while he's ahead? This is a textbook authoritarian move, which is impressive coming from a guy who's never read a textbook. And I gotta say, for a guy who hates shithole countries, Trump really likes to jack their style. I mean, I never thought I'd see the day when someone yelling at me to go back to Africa sounded more like a concern for my rights instead of a threat. All I'm saying is, be careful, America. If you let Trump do this, then voting could soon become one of those things that people do to feel better, but doesn't actually do anything. You know, like taking CBD oil or recycling plastic. Now look, nobody knows what the Supreme Court is gonna decide if Trump ends up bringing this case to them. I mean, we hope that they'll be neutral and rule on the merits, but I mean, Trump is also the person who appointed so many of them that who knows? I mean, they might just be like, according to the Constitution, only the president gets to be president.
But then how do you get a new president?
But let's move on to the other big news of election night, which is actually very bad news for Democrats. It looks like Republicans will very likely be holding on to the Senate. And some high-profile races really did not turn out the way Democrats wanted, even when they spent a lot of money.
Minutes after the polls closed in Kentucky, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell winning re-election for his seventh term. Democrat Amy McGrath giving McConnell a challenging fight, smashing fundraising records. Her campaign spending more than $70 million on the race. In South Carolina, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham holding on to his Senate seat after Harrison raised more than $100 million in his campaign.
God damn. I don't know who the bigger losers are here. The Democratic candidates or the donors who gave them $170 million to lose their races. I mean, those donors gave them the best possible chance and they still lost. That's like your parents being billionaires, but you still end up as Don Jr. But shit, if you can raise that much money, well, the next time, I'm gonna run for Senate against Mitch McConnell. All right, everybody, if I'm gonna beat this guy, I'm gonna need a new Tesla, the new PS5, and also 200 Gs for snacks and stuff. I think I got this, people. And you know, on one level, I guess it is an encouraging story. It's an encouraging story about the limits of money in politics, because it means you could have all the money in the world, but it can't buy you the charisma of Mitch McConnell. It's no secret that Donald Trump is a polarizing president. Some people love him, most people hate him, and that's just in his family. So it's no surprise that with him on the ticket, people were not going to miss their chance to weigh in.
To say this country is making history night tonight might just be an understatement.
When all the ballots are counted, more than 150 million Americans will have voted, shattering all previous records.
It looks like we're on track to have the highest voter turnout in terms of percentage of the electorate since the turn of the century. Not this century, last one, 1900.
Damn, the highest turnout since 1900. Although it's a little different because back in 1900, most of the electorate was horses, and not even female horses either, only male horses who owned land. Very different time. Also, back then, people had more time to vote. I mean, they could just switch shifts with their kids. Thank you so much for covering my ass, Timmy. I owe you a pint of Guinness for that.
But Daddy, I'm only 7 years old.
Right, straight whiskey, my lad. What was I thinking? Although when you think about it, it makes sense that turnout this year is close to 1900 because I mean, thanks to Corona, life is a lot like 1900. You know, we're home a lot, life is slow paced, we're baking our own bread. The only difference is we have Netflix, and back then they only had Hulu.
I can't wait to watch The Handmaid's Tale today. I heard Karen's in this episode.
Now, of course, the presidential race was the main thing bringing people to the polls. And then after that, the Senate and congressional races. But all across the country, people were also approaching voters on street corners and saying,
yo, you wanna vote on this drug ballot initiative?
Also on the ballot in five states, legalization of marijuana. Four states, Arizona, Montana, South Dakota, and New Jersey, all voting to allow recreational marijuana use, while Mississippi voting to allow the use of medical marijuana.
Voters in D.C. passed a measure dropping magic mushrooms to, quote, the lowest level of law enforcement priority.
And a first in the nation in Oregon. Voters deciding there to decriminalize possession of small amounts of all drugs, including heroin, cocaine, and meth. Those found in possession will now have the option to pay a fine or go to a free recovery center.
Damn, you see? Oregon did it right. They're the only state with a backup plan in case Biden loses. Honestly, though, I think this is a good thing. Because way too many people get locked up in America for way too long. Although, let's be real. Whoever proposed this bill definitely had a little heroin, cocaine, and meth on them at the same time, right? Now, personally, I don't want to get high in Mississippi, because that's one of those states where you need your wits about you. But I am excited for New Jersey to have weed. Imagine how next-level edibles are going to be when Italian Americans are running dispensaries. Yeah, so this is an indica pepperoni calzone. I like it with a side of OG Kush marinara sauce. You want some of this? Oh, and if you were looking for some more good news that came out of the election, well, you're in luck. Because just check out some of the new people who are going to be starting work next year.
Last night's election marked a number of notable wins and firsts on both sides of the political aisle. So first, you've got Richie Torres and Mondaire Jones, both from New York, who will become the first openly gay black members of Congress when they join the House in January. They will join nine other openly LGBTQ members of Congress, Jones calling the accomplishment a lot of responsibility. Then you've got Sarah McBride, who made history back in 2016 as the first openly transgender person to speak at a major party convention. She made history again as she was elected to the Delaware State Legislature, becoming the highest ranking trans lawmaker in the country. McBride celebrated last night, saying in a statement that she is humbled by the support that she's received, and she hopes her win, quote, shows an LGBTQ kid that our democracy is big enough for them too.
Oh yeah, we got transgender people, we got gay people of color. What? America's legislature's on their way from turning from madmen into Poes. And it's so inspiring that after so many years, the LGBTQ community will finally have an opportunity to get their legislation blocked by Mitch McConnell. And having the first two openly gay black members of Congress is amazing. I mean, except for all the straight members who are always going to be trying to set them up together. So you know who else is gay and black? Oh, and there's one more candidate who's breaking barriers this morning.
Well, a Republican candidate for the state legislature in North Dakota who died from COVID-19 in October won his election Tuesday night. Election results in North Dakota showing the Bismarck area district going to David Andahl and Dave Nearing, a district choosing two representatives typically. Andahl died due to complications from COVID-19 when he was 55 in October.
Oh, hell no. If you lose to a dead guy, kill yourself. At least make it a tight race. Seriously, can you imagine losing to a dead guy? Your campaign is literally you just saying, hey, I'm alive. And the voters are like, yeah, well, I don't know.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And for a limited time, get more fun for less with the Michigan Bundle for just $49.99. Exclusive to Michigan residents only. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
President Donald Just a Minute Trump is in more trouble than a guy who kidnapped Liam Neeson's daughter. Because all day, Joe Biden has been slowly chipping away at Trump's lead in Georgia, while also cleaning up as mail-in ballots are counted in Pennsylvania. Basically, by the time you're watching this, it could all be over. So tonight, you're either popping champagne or popping all your stress pimples. But even though things look bad for him, Donald Trump is not a quitter, if you don't count his casinos and marriages. And he still has several strategies to win this thing. So let's go through those strategies today. Strategy number one is Trump's first response to anything, whether it's trying to get out of paying a bill or silencing a porn star. Lawsuits.
With his path to re-election appearing to be narrowing, President Trump's relying on relief from the courts that may never come, filing suits in Michigan and Pennsylvania to stop vote counting until the Trump campaign can access the counting locations. The Trump campaign saying it would request a recount in Wisconsin, where Joe Biden is the apparent winner.
The Trump campaign filing a lawsuit in Georgia, alleging one of its poll observers saw late absentee ballots illegally added to a stack of on-time absentee ballots in a heavily Democratic county that includes Savannah.
Quite possibly, we'll do a national lawsuit and really expose the corruption of the Democrat Party.
Ooh, a national lawsuit? So if you're watching this, consider yourself served. And what a difference between 2016 and 2020. When Hillary lost, she disappeared into the woods. But Trump starts losing. He's dragging voters one by one onto the witness stand. Although knowing Trump, he's probably just hustling for a big settlement.
I'm suing because I should be president. That's why I'm here. But for 500 grand, we can forget this whole thing ever happened. 300,000, 250, my final offer, 50,000. I'll pay you, but only $20. Out of the deal.
But what case exactly are they bringing to the courts? Well, Rudy Giuliani, the president's personal lawyer and man who drank from the wrong holy grail, explained his objections to counting votes.
Not a single Republican has been able to look at any one of these mail ballots. They could be from Mars, as far as we're concerned, or they could be from the Democratic National Committee. Joe Biden could have voted 50 times, as far as we know, or 5,000 times. You have a reputation for dead people voting, and we're going to go look at just how many dead people voted here. Do you think we're stupid? You think we're fools?
Do you think we're fools? Calm down, Count Wackula. First of all, it depends on who you mean by we. Because if you're talking about you and Trump, then yes, we do think you're fools. But if you're talking about the entire Trump administration, then also yes. Because I mean, come on, dude. Joe Biden isn't voting 5,000 times. Have you seen how long the lines have been? Not even Joe Biden wants Joe Biden to be president bad enough to wait that long. And as for looking into dead people, it's going to be hilarious when Rudy Giuliani is questioning the dead on how they voted.
Did the Democrats get you to vote for them?
No, man, I'm a dead guy, just like you.
What? I'm not dead. I'm alive.
Oh, then you should get that whole thing checked out.
Now, I'm not going to front. It's really hard to keep track of all of these lawsuits that are happening. But luckily, we've got Dulce Sloan at the Election Lawsuit Center to help us break it all down. So Dulce, who is Trump suing right now?
Let's take a look, Trevor. We got a whole bunch of lawsuits coming in fast. We already know that Trump is suing Pennsylvania and Michigan and Georgia, but he's got even more on the way. Arizona? Oh, your ass is getting sued. Nevada, lawyer up, you're getting sued. Utah, your neighbors with Nevada. Trump's gonna sue you just cause it's convenient to pop by. Pennsylvania, that's right, again, you're getting double sued. And Trump isn't just suing states. France, your ass is getting sued. For what? Not sure. See you in court. Also, Eric Trump said he found a box of Trump votes in a volcano on Mars. So Mars, your red ass is getting sued. Oh, and I almost forgot. Pennsylvania, triple sued, just for thinking Trump was done suing you. And guess who else Trump is suing? That's right. Donald Trump, he's suing himself. Because if it wasn't for all his bullshit, he wouldn't be losing Pennsylvania, which, by the way, Trump has sued again. Quadruple sue. That's what we got so far, Trevor. Or should I say, Defendant 32. See you in court, bitch.
Oh man, I've always wanted to be sued by Trump. Thank you so much for that, Dulce. So, it's going to take some time for these lawsuits to be thrown out by a series of lower courts before the Supreme Court does whatever Trump wants. But Trump isn't sitting around waiting. He's also been urging his followers to take to the streets, and they're showing up like coronavirus at a White House Rose Garden event.
President Trump supporters in various states are protesting. Why the Trump campaign wants some states to stop counting votes while other states continue counting.
In Arizona overnight, hundreds of Trump supporters, some armed, gathered outside a Phoenix election center saying the election was being stolen from the president. Protesters there looking to keep the count going as the race tightens.
Where are the votes? Where are the votes?
And in the battleground state of Pennsylvania, voters say the tension there is intense.
Tempers flaring from coast to coast.
The Biden crime family stealing this election. The media's covering it up. The Biden crime family stealing this election. The media's covering it up. We want our freedom for the world. Give us our freedom, Joe Biden.
Okay, two things. First, this ugly behavior undermines the foundations of American democracy. And secondly, I hope they have that barbecue beer freedom shirt in a hoodie version. That is dope. Also, the Biden crime family? that has got to be the least threatening sounding organized crime family ever.
You know, you've got a really nice place here. Be a pity if some malarkey happened to it. I don't know.
I mean, seriously. I can't believe we were all terrified that Trump supporters would coordinate a civil war, and yet these guys can't even agree on a slogan to shout in the streets. Because they're chanting to count the votes if Trump is behind in the states, but then if he's ahead, then they're chanting to stop the count. I mean, what happens if the state switches?
Count the votes!
Well, we are counting, and it looks like Joe Biden has just taken the lead.
Okay, stop counting the votes! We changed our minds! Depends how it goes!
But if Trump can't win the election in the streets, he has one final plan: to win the election in the tweets.
The president after Election Day out of sight but far from quiet, ignoring the ongoing vote count and declaring himself the winner in several crucial battlegrounds. Writing on Twitter in part, "We hereby claim the state of Michigan, but that's not a candidate's call to make."
No, come on, Donald, what are you doing, man? Just because you shout it doesn't mean it's yours. This is the election, not riding shotgun.
It's mine! I call White House!
And isn't it ironic that Trump spent months warning that rioters were gonna loot all the stores, but now he's the one trying to loot the Electoral College.
It's all mine. It should have been mine. I want it. It's all mine.
Also, can we agree that it's adorable how he included the word hereby just to make it sound smarter and more official? You know, he's like, oh no, I said hereby, so this is real. You can't use that in 2020. That shit only worked back in the day when people were colonizing land.
I declare this land property of Her Majesty the Queen. This is our land. We will kill you.
Well, then I hereby declare this land property of Her Majesty the Queen.
Ah, guys, he said hereby. There's nothing we can do now. Stand back and stand by.
Ooh, crafty, eh? But if none of these plans work, and Donald Trump can't stop Joe Biden from becoming president, well, all is not lost for the GOP. Because it turns out that Mitch McConnell, Senate Majority Leader and world's most powerful ball sack, has got a plan to take care of Biden, even if he wins.
Axios has a good piece out today about McConnell, arguing that if he keeps the majority, he will force Biden to keep his cabinet choices centrist.
McConnell's already lining up his troops to be ready to make things difficult for the Biden administration, looking to control the type of cabinet that Biden can assemble, the type of hearings that he can have.
Mitch McConnell is going to be, and the Republicans in the Senate will be a blocking force.
No, that's right. It doesn't matter who's president. I'll always be the cock blocker in chief. Blah, 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 blah.
Before we go, there is going to be a lot of uncertainty in the next few weeks about the vote counts. Luckily, the American Civil Liberties Union has been fighting all year to secure everybody's fundamental right to vote. And now, they're working hard to ensure that every one of those votes are counted. If you can help them out in any way, all you need to do is click the link to support the cause.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.